This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is time for Baseball Nuggets with not only Mike Bacsik, but also Derek Holland.
All right, so Derek, do you remember when you pitched in the World Series against the St. Louis Cardinals and almost threw a complete game?
Almost, yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Are you doing the Chris Farley show right now from SNL? That's amazing.
Derek, do you remember when you started opening day and I was on the field because they announced me and my father as former Rangers and the alumni before the game, and then you waved to me?
Yeah,
that was awesome.
I got hurt that game, I think, too.
Oh. Yeah, remember that was pretty much your last game you pitched in 2015?
Oh, my God. What are you doing
what
right
year
now?
16.
That wasn't awesome, Derek.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't awesome.
Okay, so that was my awesome interview with Derek Holland.
Oh,
what's
my God.
Next?
Hold on. Let me try, because you ended this on a bad note. Derek, do you remember how we haven't been to the playoffs since you left? You remember that?
That's not awesome.
It's not, but I'm
yeah,
just saying,
I feel bad.
We just
maybe
need
I
to
should come back. I don't know.
Yes.
I'm always in for
bring
that
mojo and, you know, get that clubhouse right.
So this was a weird season, Derek, where when we talk about baseball, most teams didn't get to play. Like, you didn't get to face, like, the Colorado Rockies. So asking, like, a major opinion on the Colorado Rockies and should they blow it up, you didn't get to play against them. But I'm still going to ask you that question because that's a major thing right now, like, on MLB Network and people writing, is that it looks like the Rockies are going to take some of their pieces and go, look, it's not working. And we are probably Trevor Story isn't going to re-sign with us. Nolan Arenado will probably opt out with us. So give me your thoughts on the Colorado Rockies and those two guys specifically, how good they are, where you think they would maybe fit in on a major league team. Like, what team would Trevor Story or Nolan Arenado work best with?
For me, I'm going to go right to Trevor Story just because – I train with him right now at APEC out in Fort Worth. So I've got to kind of visit with him a little bit on that. I think, and this is just my honest opinion, if teams are going to be aggressive, that's a guy you want to pick up. I know he's shortstop. He can also play second. You can move him around a little bit. I would like to see if, you know, me personally, the Rangers make that move. Add that to the lineup, pick up Trevor Story. I think that's a good place for him to go, especially being a local guy living in Texas as well. I think that would be a good fit for him. For the Rockies, though, I would like to see them stick together with their group because they've got a solid little core right there of those guys. Their pitching staff's been, you know, hit or miss, up and down, but they still got, you know, good talent there, young team. It's not too late. They always start off very, very hot. So I think that's one thing to keep in there. For Arenado, that dude might be one of the most talented guys I've ever played against, faced, everything. I don't want to see him go to the Dodgers. I know that comes up a lot as a rumor. I would like to say that he could probably go to a crazy fit place that would be somebody's going to put out some of the money. Maybe you might see him go to the Cardinals, something crazy like that. I think that's a good fit for him. But you're going to see those bigger teams go after guys like that. But I think, in my opinion, the Rangers should pursue Trevor Story.
Okay, I'm going to now ask you to rank some of these guys for me with Trevor Story because I'm a big fan of his too. But a guy who's also on the trade market because there's 1 year left on his contract is Francisco Lindor. So Francisco Lindor, Trevor Story, and then I'm going to throw in the youngest shortstop right now, Fernando Tatis Jr. Over the next like 4 to 5 years, rank those three players for me.
I've got Tatis as number one. He's still continuing to be such a superstar. Watching him play, it's unbelievable the things that he's doing offensively and defensively. I got him as one. this is such a tough one. Two is probably going to be Lindor, just because of him being able to be a switch hitter. Covers a lot of ground out there, too, defensively. And then three, unfortunately, even though he's one of my workout partners, is Story. It's just such a tough class to go with. But when it comes to how you're putting it out there, getting selected or traded, I should say,
yeah,
Lindor is going to be the first guy to go, though. But Tatis is not going anywhere. They're building around him. There's no way you get rid of that guy. Story has the second best chances of leaving and going somewhere else. And a guy that I know you didn't mention, that he's a free agent, and he's unbelievable as well and plays second base, though, is DJ LeMahieu.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Derek, right now, I've said this for months, if not a few years now, this is the greatest crop of shortstops in the history of baseball. All of a sudden, shortstop, which was more of a defensive position, and like nothing against Elvis Andrus, when you got to play with Elvis and you guys were both young guys on the Texas Rangers, shortstop was still of like, if you can produce offensively, that's really nice. But we need you to cover a lot of ground, be a great defensive player, and then just try to get on base for our good hitters. And now shortstop has become, not only do we need you to still play the defense, but we need you to be our best hitter on the team. And there's like 10 guys in the league right now that you can argue they're the shortstop on their team and they're the best hitter on their team.
Well, what if you took, for instance, like I made the comment about going after Trevor Story. What if you put Story at short and move Elvis to second? He's still going to have the ability to cover the ground, and it's a little bit closer for him towards first base, so it's not as much, I should say. I think that's, as you get older, you know this too, we lose that step. I think nothing against Elvis. I love the kid to death. He's very talented and everything, but maybe he's lost a little bit. I don't know. I haven't been around him. I don't know how he is on the field, but I think that would be something else, is just maybe get another guy that's in there that's going to push him a little bit more and motivate him as well. Not saying he's lacking any of that, but it's just something to me. I think this has become that time, like when Michael Young was there, we moved him away. You know, he's now the new Michael Young. Maybe it's time to move him to a different position, see if that benefits him and helps him. I know he's going to produce the numbers when he gets out there, but yeah.
Okay, my last question, and then I'll let K and C pepper you with other things. Some former players that were saying Mookie Betts is as good or better than Mike Trout. You've got to play against both of those guys for their whole career, pretty much. There's Mike Trout,
overrated.
And then there's everybody else. Where are you with Mike Trout versus kind of a Mookie Betts?
Let me add this real quick. Facing Mike Trout, if I can get to it in time, Mike Trout is pretty damn good. I don't know if I can say that. But yeah, he's good. I haven't really got to face Mookie as much, but I can say that I've got a nice bat here from Mike Trout. This is all that was left.
Oh,
just want to throw that out there. Signed it and everything, but this will not be in your auction. I'm sorry.
Oh, man, I was about to say, I'll bid on that right now.
But we, you know, having that relationship with him, facing him, he actually wrote sit on this after I got him out. So it's a funny thing. But between those two guys, I think Mookie might be younger. They're both very, very talented. They both cover some extreme ground out there. Mookie's got a freaking cannon on him. The numbers, though, I think I'm still going to take Trout just because of playing against Trout a little bit more. I haven't really faced Mookie. I'm sure he probably hit a homer off me. But, you know, I think if I'm really picking which guy, though, at this present time, I would probably take – I'm probably still going to take Trout. That's just my
personal opinion. But it's a question for you.
I've been around him.
You pause there, so it's close to you.
Yeah, it's very close. Just because the age difference, they're both continued. I mean,
you know, they're only a year apart.
I don't know.
No, Mookie Betts is only a year younger than Mike Trout.
We were surprised too.
But they continue to keep getting better each year, though. You can't sit and tell me that Trout hasn't gotten better every year. I mean, he's continued to progress.
Oh yeah,
time out there
for sure.
And Mookie's doing the same thing. I think Mookie being able to be more of himself in LA, I think you're going to see even more progression from him now. He's in a very comfortable place. Not saying he wasn't in Boston, but I feel like he's a little more free there. He doesn't have to, he got his new contract extension. He's in a good place right now.
Now, when you said what Mike Trout wrote on the bat, does he have a personality that baseball just doesn't know how to showcase? And why can baseball not market him?
I think he's just more of a, he lets his actions speak on the field, his interactions and everything. I mean, after playing him forever in Anaheim and when he come to Texas, he spent so much time interacting with the fans. I mean, he was literally like Josh Hamilton when he was here. The guy can't go do anything without somebody wanting an autograph, taking a picture, whatever, and he still takes the time to do all that. So I think he markets himself very well. Yes, I'd like to see the MLB market guys like him, Harper, Tatis, Betts, all those guys, the pitchers Derek. Too. You know, you got Bueller, all those guys stepping up and doing things. We need to get more of the marketing side of that. That's the thing I think in the MLB that we lack. And one thing that I will say, too, that we're lucky is guys like Trevor Bauer getting out there and really putting their brand out there. He's building his own brand. He does a tremendous job of showcasing that with his video blog, his, I think it's called Momentum. He does such a good job marketing, and that's where it's lacking in MLB is we don't get marketed enough.
Now, you, I believe, have some stuff that you want to add to our auction that's not that Mike Trout bat, unless you change your mind. if you're on the fan cam right now, 105.3thefan.com, if you want to jump on to the fan cam, you can see Derek's about to show off what he wants to donate for our auctions, and then we'll have it up at 105.3thefan.com/peaceathon. What are you thinking?
Well, the first thing's going to be a Pirates jersey. Unfortunately, since, you know, the last time the Rangers went to the playoffs was when I was there. I don't want to give away any of my playoff jerseys from Texas. So
right.
I'm going to hold on to those.
It's fair.
But I got the Pirates, the white. It hasn't been signed yet. I'm waiting to do it. I can personalize it if you want to whoever wins. We can do that. We have a Pirates colors game glove. This is right here, ready to go.
Wow.
That's for you. And then the last but not least, well, actually, it's not last because I got something else too. These are actually game used from when the Derek last name was used. They are Batman edition cleats. They're customized.
Oh, my God.
These are game used. They got the authentication on there too, so you know I'm not BSing you.
Who
so
did that?
Holy crap.
This is from his name is Michael Jordan.
Ooh,
it's not
I've heard of
Michael
him.
Jordan.
Sure. Actor.
Yes, that's it. That's actually Michael B. Jordan.
Yes, that's right.
But yeah, I have, like I said, these are custom painted, game used Batman cleats. I mean, I'm trying to get the detail up there so you can see why so serious.
Oh my God, that's
and
amazing.
The Batman on that. So yeah, they're unreal. I have like a few pairs, but I don't want to. I'm trying to figure out if it's safe to do like. Behind me, as you can see, I got the office cleats. I kind of want to do one of those so I can at least still keep one, but it's whatever. And I also have for you guys a $1,000 donation to the charity.
Wow.
Awesome.
But that one you can't auction off. That one we got to actually give.
That would be weird if we were like, what will you bid for this auction to charity?
Are these individual or is this all together, Kevin? Or Derek, is this
I think you should do them. In my opinion, I think you should do each one individual.
I do too.
Those cleats are insane.
More money for the foundation.
I do too.
Like, we'll get a picture up of those cleats, and if you guys didn't see the Zoom video, like, I know I'm dead inside and usually hate everything, but those are freaking amazing. Thank you for that. Thank you for the donation too. I appreciate all that. I know we all do, but like, you didn't just show up to start helping out. Like, you have helped out with this. Forever. You have helped us out with this when nobody gave a damn about who we were. So thank you very much for always contributing and helping us out and then helping my possibilities out. I've seen you there multiple times. So this is amazing. Thank you very much.
Can we do Derek Longer?
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere, but I don't know if you guys have guests. But hey. I want to add one quick thing, though. Are you guys going to do another thing? Because I have, if you haven't seen on my Instagram, it just came in. I was trying to use it to go see kids at the hospital, but unfortunately you can't because of COVID. My Bumblebee costume came in.
I just saw that.
Check it out on Instagram. It's legit as they come. I would put it on, but it requires me getting on stilts and all this stuff. So it's that's one thing. If I can, I'll try to bring that out to those kids and show them too.
That is awesome.
We will let you jump back on at any point. Unfortunately, we've got a whole bunch of people booked. We've got Flula coming up next from the new Suicide
Squad
movie.
Flula.
Yeah.
Well, can I say one thing, though? Yes. I mean, Mickey ruined my time. He took it away from me.
Oh, that's we do need to
that's
reclaim
Mickey's
that time.
Time first,
just,
I'll
just
say.
Hang out with us.
Who comes on after Flula?
Just hang out with us in Flula.
After
we'll talk
Flula.
Flula.
Yeah.
No,
hang
out. I'm not taking anything. I can't take anything away from him. I love that guy. I
no, you know
take
what?
Anything away from
that's a great point. Just
stick
stay
around.
Here.
Okay.
Yeah. Just stay right
no,
here.
This is his show. No, I'm letting him get in there. It's his show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.